The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hey, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the On Point with Victor Show. I am Victor Armendariz, your Mexican not afraid to be American. And I am fired up today. But I really, really would like to come in here sometime and just talk about motorcycles and talk about maybe some soccer and maybe for producer Brett's sake, some hockey. I'd like to come in here and just talk about some good, fun things. Now, I can't say much about it because I don't watch a whole lot of American football, but I know the season's about to start. If it hasn't started already. So I know that's upon us, and it'd be fun to talk about a little football. I've got some awesome friends in downtown Atlanta that are in the security detail, and they absolutely live, breathe, and eat football. And one day I'm going to bring one of those guys in here. I'm going to bring him in here, and we're going to talk a little football. And just to be, to break away from all this craziness, but I can't do that today because I'm so fired up over the idiocy that is running this country. Ladies and gentlemen, I try to be nice. I try to be nice to everybody. I am nice to everybody for the most part. But when I see such stupidity in politics, I have to call it out. And I don't care if you're a D or an R. If you're stupid and doing stupid things and playing stupid games, then you deserve to be called out. And I will call you out. This radio host, right here, your humble Mexican, not afraid to be American, I will call it out. It is just unbelievable to me that we have a man like Joe Biden who's lost on a beat somewhere. I mean, maybe he wandered off and maybe they can't find him. It's amazing how the media can find him when they want a shot of him, a picture of him. But he's somewhere apparently lost on a beach. You've got Kamala who will either hide, or when she does come out, it's a very scripted event where no one can get near her to actually ask her a question that she doesn't know that you're going to ask her, where she actually might have to think on her feet. You know, oh gosh, can't have that. No, you're only going to see Kamala when it's a scripted event or a sit-down taped edited interview. Ladies and gentlemen, the interview the other night on CNN was not live. Even though CNN tried to fool their viewers, which they always do. I mean, my goodness, they are the purveyors of misinformation and disinformation. I mean, it just cracks me up that CNN will come out and try to tell you that the Republican side is somehow giving out misinformation, disinformation, which, for the record, I don't give a rat's if they do. We have free speech in this country. This country is based on a United States Constitution of which the First Amendment, the first Bill of Rights, is the right to free speech. Without that, nothing else matters. There is no free country. You don't have freedom, you don't have liberty without free speech. And that means I don't care if you go run down the street and you make fun of me, call me every name in the book, I don't care. I will fight for your right to say it. Don't care. If I don't agree with you, don't care. I'll fight for your right to say all the stupidity that you want to say. Because free speech matters. Without it, there is no freedom. Without it, there is no freedom. And there is one party in this country right now that's trying to take free speech away from you, and it's the Democrat Party. Today's Democrat Party, I keep telling you, is not the Democrat Party of JFK. Today's Democrat Party is the authoritarian wannabe party. These people are actively trying to take your freedoms and liberty away, all while looking at you straight in the face, along with the help of CNN and MSNBC and NBC and ABC and CBS and PBS and NPR, all of them. They'll look at you in the face and they'll say, no, we're for democracy, while anointing Kamala, not one vote. She didn't get one vote, but yet somehow, we're for democracy. And then they want to tell you what kind of car to drive. Oh, but we're for democracy. They want to ban gas-powered cars. Kamala said so herself. Oh, but somehow she's for democracy and your freedom. You don't get the freedom to drive what you want, but somehow Kamala's for freedom. And you don't get a gas stove. Kamala gets a gas stove, but you don't get a gas stove. Oh, yeah, does that sound like freedom to you? They're telling you what you can eat. Kamala is on record saying, we want to curb how much meat you eat. Not how much meat she eats. And, all right, I'm going to stop myself right there. Bad host, because I was just about to really, really say something bad. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it, see, because I'm nice. I'm a nice guy. But Kamala's trying to tell you, you can't have as much meat as you want, but she can. Understand, she can have whatever she wants, but not you. Does that sound like freedom? You not having the choice to go out and eat steak if you want it because Kamala says you've had your quantity of steak for the month, you've had your quota that you can't have anymore. That is the world Kamala wants you to live in. Does that sound like freedom? Does that sound like liberty? So, folks, I am so sick and tired. I'm just fired up. Because I'm sick and tired of the Democrats. I'm so tired of people coming up to me and asking me how I can support Donald Trump. Oh, it's easy. It is easy to support Donald Trump. Let me tell you something. With Donald Trump, I'll have the choice to drive whatever I want to drive. With Donald Trump as president, I'll have the choice if I want a gas stove or if I want a certain light bulb or if I want a certain water heater or furnace or if I want to put my AC on whatever the hell I want to put it on. I have that choice. I have that freedom. I have that liberty with Donald Trump as president. But with the Democrats running things, whether it's anointed Kamala or whoever else they anoint, you're not going to have that freedom. Because the more power the Democrats amass, the less freedom you are going to retain. Do you hear me? Let me say this again to make sure Media Matters writes this down perfectly. Let's make sure the Democrats get this right. Yes, this is what I'm saying. The more power the Democrat Party amasses is less freedom and less liberty that you, the people, and we, the people, will retain. That's how this works, folks. That is today's Democrat Party. The more power that they get, the more power that they can obtain, is the less, that means the less freedom you're going to have. You see, this really is a zero-sum game. The Democrat Party, no government, I don't care if it was the Republicans doing this, but it's not. It's the Democrats doing this. The Democrats cannot amass power, and at the same time, you hold on to freedom and liberty. You can't have Marxism and have liberty and freedom. You can't have authoritarianism and have liberty and freedom. You can't have communism and have liberty and freedom. You can't have socialism and have liberty and freedom. You understand this? Please, please understand this. This is why this country is so unique. This is why we're so different. Because we have a document that gives the people the power. We are based in freedom and liberty. Our government, federal government, is supposed to be constrained to 18 enumerated powers. 18. Everything else should be on the state level. The little pockets of democracy in this country are the 50 states we have. Every state, large or small, you're a little democracy. And then the federal government, well, they're supposed to be constrained by 18 enumerated powers. Well, that's been blown out the window because the Democrats can't help but abuse power. And unfortunately, they've been helped and allowed to do things by establishment Republicans like the Romneys and the Bushies and the Cheneys. And listen, it hurts me to say that because I really did like Dick Cheney. And I thought Dick Cheney was a sharp guy for a long time until he decided to put the swamp and to put the establishment Washington ahead of the American people. And that's what the Bushies are doing. That's what the Romneys are doing. It's sad, really sad. But I'm a little fired up today and I might get passionate today. And just remember this, I'm not angry, I'm just right. I'm not angry, I'm just right. But I want you to know where I'm coming from. Because there are some events that happened in the past few days that really, really, really ought to wake you up. If you are on the sideline and you're one of those, I want to be nice. Gosh, I want to be nice. If you're one of those people that somehow you can't bring yourself to vote for Trump, if you're one of those Bushyites or Romneyites or Liz Cheneyites or any other so-called Republican, if you call yourself a conservative, you call yourself a Republican, but you're going to look at me and tell me, oh, I just can't bring myself to vote for Trump. If I hear another word about January 6th, please, you sound just dumber and dumber every time you bring up January 6th for any of you on the right. Any of you on the right are telling me, oh, Trump is disqualified because of Jan 6. Oh, I just can't bring myself to... Oh, okay. Well, let me tell you. What happened over the weekend ought to wake all of you up, because if you're able to live with yourself this morning, if you're able to wake up after what just happened in the last few days, if you're able to wake up and then you and after everything that just happened, and you're able to look at me and or look at anybody else and tell them that, oh, I just can't bring myself to vote for Trump, but you're going to stand by and allow this crowd of authoritarian wannabe morons, whack job leftist progressive moonbats. I don't know any other way to describe them because I'm trying to be nice. but you're telling me that you can't bring yourself to vote for Trump because and so you're going to stand by and let this idiocy continue that is the Biden-Harris administration, which really is probably the Harris administration because we don't even know where Joe Biden is. We haven't seen him for the past 2 weeks because he's lost on the beach somewhere. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, listen, I'm going to get into your, some of you, and listen, I understand. And look, it was a long weekend, and I hope that you got to enjoy it. I hope you got to relax, because now we're sliding into the election now. I mean, this is going to go by so fast. You're going to blink, and it's going to be election day. And unfortunately, because the Democrats get their way, we don't have election day. We have election freaking season. We have election month. It's ridiculous. You shouldn't be voting. Now, I should rephrase this. We do have an election season, an election month, and all that mess. But we should have voting day. We shouldn't have voting month. We shouldn't have voting quarter. It should be voting day. But I'm telling you right now, the vacation's over. We're going to slide into November election, but early voting starts, I think, in a couple of weeks. And I think it starts first in Pennsylvania. So you people got to be on your toes. You got to be talking to people. Got to be paying attention. And the Trump team, listen, if any of you people are out there listening, involved with the Trump team, and I know some of you are, listen, you guys better get on the ball. You need to have ads hitting tonight. You need to have ads hitting tonight about, oh my gosh, I'm going to forget his name. Shame on me. The American citizen who was just brutally murdered by Hamas over the weekend. You need to have these commercials running that this American citizen was brutally murdered. And who does Joe Biden and Kamala blame? They blame Netanyahu. They're blaming Israel. No, you morons. Hamas, a terrorist group, put a bullet in the back of an American citizen's head. And you're all, Biden's lost on the beach. And Kamala is talking about joy at some scripted event. Again, folks, listen, I'm not angry. I'm just right. But we have an American hostage who got a bullet in the back of the head and was killed by Hamas terrorists. Where is Joe Biden? Where is Kamala Harris? And then there's some of you out there who call yourself conservative and you call yourself Republican, and you're telling me, oh, you can't vote for Trump because of Jan 6th? Or because of his tweets or his New York attitude? Shame on you. Shame on you. You tell that to the family that just lost their family member by getting bullets to the back of the head from a terrorist group known as Hamas. And Joe Biden does nothing. Joe Biden didn't lift a finger to go rescue this American hostage. He's been there for 300 plus days. Harris? You think you could stop cackling for 5 seconds and actually do something? No, that would be too much to ask. So, ladies and gentlemen, yes, I am fired up today. I'm fired up today, and I'm ticked off because too many of you low-information voters, too many of you sycophant Democrats will put people in the office like a dementia patient, and now you're willing to put in a cackling Kamala Harris, who was or is the most unpopular VP in the history of this country, probably the most unqualified VP in the history, and now you didn't vote for her, Democrats. She was told she is now your nominee because the powers that be wanted her to be the nominee. And why? Not because they think she can win. She's the nominee because she's the only one that could get the money. She's the only one that could get the war chest. She's the only one that could be the new puppet. See, Biden's out. They need a new puppet. Well, Kamala doesn't know her. Man, I'm going to be nice. But she just doesn't know her you-know-what from the you-know-what. Kamala Harris couldn't talk to you about policy. Kamala Harris couldn't look at you and really have a discussion about the economy with you because she just doesn't know. She doesn't have an in-depth knowledge of policy. I don't care what the media is telling you. If she did, she would be out there answering questions, and she wouldn't be afraid to go on Fox News, the most watched news agency channel, whatever, cable channel, the most watched in this country, if not the world, and she won't go on it. Why? And you know what? More Democrats watch it than just about any other channel, and she won't go on it. Why? Because she does not have a command of the issues. She cannot talk policy. She can't do it. And so many of you are out there willing to put her in. Why? Because of her skin color? Because she's got a D by her name? You Democrats really, really, really ought to be ashamed of yourselves. And if you really cared about that party, I talked about this before. If you gave a rat's you-know-what about the Democrat Party, you would be really ticked off that they didn't allow you to vote for your nominee. The powers that be of the Democrat Party, which is mostly a old white folks group, and I thought you guys were sick of white people. Look, I'm not saying this. Your party is saying this. You've got this moron from New York. Oh, Mark the Shark, I am so sorry. You have to live with this guy. Jerry Nadler. Oh, Jerry Nadler up in New York. You got this guy who actually on camera, because he didn't know who he was talking to, but there's an influencer on YouTube. Guys, you might have to go look this up. You really should go look this up. I don't know the name, because I don't really watch this stuff. I don't pay attention much to social media. I hate to say it. I need you to pay attention to it, and I need you to go to my social media, but I'm going to be a hypocrite because I don't like it. But all the radio program directors want it, and for me to keep ascending to the radio, you know, history, I'm going to need you to go to my social media. But listen, you've got this guy, Jerry Nadler from New York, who I'm pretty sure might crap his pants on occasion. This guy was talking to an influencer, didn't know who he was talking to, and told this guy, yes, if you give Democrats enough power, we will tax white rich men the most. Where in the Constitution do you think you derive the power as a moonbat douchebag politician who's supposed to represent everybody? You're supposed to represent everybody. But old Jerry Nadler says, if you give the Democrats enough power, they will overtax white people. How the hell do you think you're going to do that, Nadler, and get away with it? But they don't care, ladies and gentlemen. This is the point. They don't care. The Democrat Party is all about authoritarianism. The Democrat Party is going to tell you how it is, where it is, and what you're going to do, and how much you can have. That's what they're going to do. There's no freedom for you. There's no liberty for you on the Democrat side. There's no democracy for you on the Democrat side. They just flushed democracy down the toilet and then cackled and laughed about it, and then you're clapping like a seal and you're going to go vote for them. Shame on you. Shame on you. If you're really that married to the Democrat Party, then you should care about the Democrat Party. You should care that your Democrat Party could care less about you, could care less about this country. They only care about power, and they're seeking authoritarian type power. Look, if you want the Democrat Party back, the only way to get them back is for you to walk away from them. Now, if you just can't go vote for the Republican, then go vote for a third party. Vote for Jill Stein. Vote for Cornel West. Of which, again, you Democrat people who are still voting for them should be ashamed of yourself. Because the party that tells you they care about democracy is the very party. Look, it's not MAGA that's trying to get a black man off the ballot. It's not MAGA that's trying to get the Green Party off the ballot. It's the Democrat Party. Your Democrat Party is in every state suing and doing everything they can to get Cornel West, a black man, off the ballot. And they're suing to get Jill Stein, a Green Party candidate, off the ballot. That's your Democrat Party. Can you imagine it? Now, see, you probably haven't heard about this. And that's how you know it's not MAGA doing this. It's not Republicans doing this. If the Republican Party were actively trying to get somebody off the ballot, you'd hear about it. And if the Republican Party was actively trying to get a fellow Republican who was black off the ballot, holy cow, the world would end until you heard about it. But no, it's the Democrat Party. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to believe me. You can go look this up yourself. Now, you can do a Google search, but you ought to do a DuckDuckGo search. Because DuckDuckGo, by the way, DuckDuckGo will not follow you. They're not spying on you. They're not going to hit you with a bunch of crap that you don't need to see. DuckDuckGo is just a search engine, just as good as Google, and you can actually do a search, but DuckDuckGo's not going to guide your search. DuckDuckGo's not going to say, oh, this person's looking for conservative content, let's bury it, like Google does. No, you search in DuckDuckGo, you're going to get what DuckDuckGo, you're going to get what you search for. Now, look this up. Go look up Cornel West. Cornel West is a black Democrat. And he's on the ballot in some states. And is the Democrat Party, your Democrat Party, that is trying to get a black man off the ballot. So much for democracy. So much for democracy. See, here's the point, folks. And they're trying to get Jill Stein. You Democrats who have the only religion you have is climate change. Your religion, well, I take that back. Your religion is government and climate change. For those of you out there who vote Democrat because you bow to at the altar of climate and you bow to the altar of government, well, your candidate, whether you know it or not, is Jill Stein. And the Democrat Party is trying to take her off the ballot. They're trying to get her removed from the ballot. They don't want you to have a choice. And without choice, there's no democracy. Now, I don't know what if you went to a government school, you Democrat voters out there who are still voting Democrat, I don't know where you got your education. But you need to look up democracy. You need to go back and read, maybe read Socrates. I don't know how many times I have to say this. Go look up the writings of Socrates on what he wrote about democracy, because he defined it. And there's more than one way to define democracy. And you should go look and read all the definitions of democracy. Because without choice, if you, the voter, who lives in so-called democracy, don't have a choice of which to vote for. Or, in this case, you didn't even vote for Kamala. She was just anointed by a bunch of old white Democrats. She was anointed to be the nominee. You didn't get to vote for her. And now, you're not going to have a choice to vote because the Democrat Party is working to get these people, Cornel West, a black man, and getting Jill Stein, the guru of green. They're trying to get them off the ballot, so you don't have a choice to vote for. See, you might actually go into the voting booth and practice democracy. You might go into a voting booth and go, you know what? I can't vote for Harris. She's crazy. And she's part of the Biden mess that destroyed the economy. So I'm not going to vote for that. But for some reason, you got some mental block and you can't vote for Trump, who you know would have a good economy. But you practice democracy and you go vote for Cornel West, or you vote for Jill Stein. Or maybe you're one of those and your only issue is the religion of climate, so you're going to vote for Jill Stein. Well, your Democrat Party, who tells you they're for democracy, doesn't want you to practice democracy because they're taking your choice away. Because they're in every state suing and doing everything they can to get the black man Cornel West off the ballot and to get greeny Jill Stein off the ballot, because they don't want you to have a choice. And without that choice, you, my friend, do not have democracy. I hope this is sinking in. Let's say you're a new listener to On Point with Victor, or you've been listening to me and you've decided to expand your knowledge by listening to me, and you've stopped and said, gosh, Victor makes a lot of sense. There's no way I can vote for this crazy Kamala. There's no way I can vote for Biden. These people, they ran gas prices up. They ran food prices up. Inflation is way up. The cost of everything is up. I'm not going to vote for those fools. If you are new and enlightened, then you make sure you spread the word. You talk to people. Don't be afraid. Listen, don't argue with people. And if they call you names, then walk away. They don't need to be your friend. But if people will listen to you, then talk to them. Tell them why you aren't going to vote Democrat this time. You don't have to tell them that you're leaving the Democrat Party, because, and honestly, the Democrat Party is leaving you. The Democrat Party is leaving you. But you need to talk to people. If you've gotten brave enough and you're not afraid, like me and a bunch of my fellow minority voters who we've all become not afraid. We're not afraid to walk away from the Democrat Party. We're minorities, but we're not afraid to think on our own. We're minorities, but we're not afraid to practice democracy. And we're not afraid to make our own choice. We're not afraid to use our own brain, our own cognitive abilities, and use our own ability of critical thinking and make our own choice. There's a lot of my fellow minorities who are coming around. They're walking away from the Democrat Party. Because the Democrat Party, what is their main issue? Men beating the hell out of women in women's sports? That's their issue. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, today is not the day to be a Democrat. It's just not. It's not. If you want to be able to afford food, you want to be able to afford gas, you want there to be abundance and not scarcity, you want inflation to come down, you young people, you want to be able to buy a house, maybe some of you don't, but at some point, your parents or your grandparents are going to kick you out of the basement, and you might want to buy a house. You can't do it with the Democrats. The Democrats' goal, I don't care what Kamala says. Kamala is full of misinformation. She's full of disinformation, and she's full of mistruths. And I, in my opinion, I think she's intentionally telling you the wrong things. I think she's intentionally telling you fabrications. I'm trying to be nice, if you notice. Kamala and the Democrats' goal is for you not to be able to own a home. They purposely drove up the rates. They purposely drove up inflation. They're purposely driving up the cost of housing. They don't want you to own a house. And they can't stop the people who are established. They can't stop the Generation X who already has their house. You can't stop the greatest generation who already has their house, at least not yet. But let me tell you something, folks. The Democrats right now, they're driving up costs so that young people can't buy houses. But they got a plan. Kamala has a plan to get old people out of their houses. And that plan is called taxing unrealized gains. That's her plan. Her plan is to tax unrealized gains, because if you start taxing unrealized gains, which is so unconstitutional, and it's so authoritarian, and it's so freaking communist, it's ridiculous. But Kamala Harris has a plan where she wants to tax unrealized gains. If you do that, you will get old people out of their homes, but that's what they want. The Democrats do not want you or the American people owning homes. They want you renting from the government. Listen, do you think the Democrats are going to stop by telling everybody they need to be on Medicare? Do you think the Democrats are going to stop by telling you everyone needs to be on government meds? The government needs to control the health care of every American. Do you think they're going to stop there? No. If once the government, the Democrats, completely take over healthcare and they have every citizen on Medicare, which means no more private insurance. And yes, Kamala said on video, you can look it up, she wants to get rid and kill private insurance, which means every American in this country, along with every illegal that they're letting in, will be on Medicare. How do you think that's going to work? Who's going to pay for it? All that's going to lead is to rationing, and it's going to lead to horrible health care. It's going to lead to a lot of sick people and a lot of people dying at the hands of the Democrats. But do you think they're going to stop there? So once Kamala and her merry band of authoritarian Democrats, once they get every American citizen and every illegal on Medicare, and then you're solely dependent on them for your health care, do you think they're going to stop there? No. The next thing is going to be housing and vehicles. See, you won't be able to own a home. They don't want you, just like they don't want you to have private health care, they don't want you to have a home. So you must rent from the government. Just as everyone must be, according to Kamala, everyone must be on Medicare and Medicaid, they're gonna want you in Section 8 housing. Everyone will be renting from the government. This is their plan. This is their goal. And I don't care what you say about me. I don't care what Media Matter says about me. And I don't care if some of you establishment Republican pukes out there, Republic pukes, excuse me, folks. I don't care if you make fun of me, because I'm right and you're wrong and you know it. You just want to play the game because you're part of the establishment. But let me tell you something. There's a whole lot of Americans that aren't part of the establishment, and we aren't elitist. And we like owning a home. We like owning a car. Because, folks, it's not going to stop with the homes. Once they get you out of a home, they're going to get you out of a vehicle. See, the first step is to get you out of gas car-powered vehicles and get you in an EV. Then they can turn those EVs off, and you're screwed. You have no car. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, listen. I don't doubt me. I have seen and I have been in socialist countries where they, according to your name, according to your license plate, you only get to drive on certain days of the week. That's leading to all out, you ain't driving, you're getting on a government transportation. This is the way the Democrats think. This is what they want. This is the power they crave. And folks, if you stand by because you have a problem with Trump or you have a problem with Jan 6, then eventually it's going to be too late. When you wake up, it might be too late. All right, folks, we got to take a break. We will be right back. This is the On Point with Victor Show.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded Show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
What will Victor say next? Find out every Tuesday at 1 p.m. on the On Point with Victor Show, only on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the On Point with Victor Show. I am the Mexican, not afraid to be American. Not afraid to be American. Listen, I want to give a big shout out. We've got a listener tuned in today, and I just, listen, I just got to take a moment here. Just a fantastic friend of mine. I've known this guy for, oh my gosh, I don't know, 24 years or so. he is a Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. So I don't say X. I mean, this guy is a Marine. He's a Marine to the core. But a good listener and a big supporter of the On Point with Victor Show. And I just want to say hello to Charles Justice. Charles, my friend, it's been an honor to know you this long. And man, I hope we have many more years to be friends. And who knows what the future is going to bring? Who knows what the future brings? But you hang tight out there, and he's in downtown Atlanta, and man, it ain't easy sometimes to be in downtown Atlanta these days. So stay safe, Charles. Stay safe. All right, folks, listen. I had another listener point out over the break, and this is a listener in Georgia. And listen, for those of you outside of Georgia, if you want to listen, I the home flagship station is in Georgia. That the flagship station for America's Web Radio, it is in Georgia. I know a lot of you are out there. Gosh, we have listeners all across the United States, even in Mexico City and other parts of Mexico. I've even had listeners as far as Spain. And I'm humbled by it, and I thank the listeners a ton. So all of you guys, I mean, from all over the country, you guys are either listening on Spotify, you're listening on Apple Podcasts, or you're listening on some other podcast platform. I can't thank you enough for doing so. Please keep spreading the word about the show. And then some of you listen direct through America's Web Radio. We thank you for that. But America's Web Radio is my flagship station, and it is in Atlanta, Georgia. Actually, just outside Atlanta, but it's in Georgia, close to Atlanta. So that's why you will hear a lot of times I will talk to lots of listeners in Georgia. I still love all my listeners in Florida, Tennessee, California, New York, and everywhere else, Montana, and everywhere else in between, Colorado. I mean, gosh, we got Texas. We got listeners everywhere. But it is easy because I'm here most of the time here in the studio, and I do talk to a lot of Georgia people. So anyway, but a Georgia listener did chime in and made a great point. And I actually have this. This is how astute my listeners are. This is how awesome you listeners to the On Point with Victor show, this is how awesome you are. I have in my notes that I haven't even gotten to yet because I go off on these rants, and you know what? It's tough to get all my stuff in an hour. Even when I'm on the air, when I fill in for Eric Erickson, and those of you out there new to the show, I do fill in for Eric Erickson on occasion when our schedules align, and I'll be on the show for 3 hours, and I still can't get. The last time I filled in for Eric, I didn't even get to my notes then, and that was 3 hours of radio. There's so much going on, and I love this so much. I love doing this. It's an absolute honor to be behind the microphone and talk. So. I have a lot to get to, but this listener from Georgia chimed in and they made a great point, and it's buried in my stack of stuff that I haven't got to yet, but my listeners are so astute, they're beating me to it, and this listener in Georgia beat me to this, but I have in here, and the point that he wants to make, this listener in Georgia, and the point I was going to make is this. You have and understand this, for any of you out there who want to tell me you can't vote for Trump, understand this. An American citizen, one of our beloved American citizens. Now listen, I don't know how this American citizen votes, nor do I care. All I know is he's a fellow American citizen, which makes him a brother to me. Because if you're a citizen of this country, you are family. The United States, to me, is the greatest country on the planet, and we are unique. And every citizen in this country can be a brother to me, or a sister to me, or some kind of family to me. Because you're a citizen. You are a fellow citizen of this country. We are exceptional. I believe that. And so I care about every citizen in this country. I don't care what kind of moonbat you are. If you're an American citizen, I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to fight for your right to say the stupid stuff you say. And I'm going to fight for your right to go stand on the side of the street with your stupid sign. As long as you're not breaking any laws, then I'll fight for you to do that. And I will fight for you as a citizen of this country. So, when you do, you moonbats out there that are still voting Democrat, when you finally put your money where your mouth is and you go to the Middle East and you get your stupid butt kidnapped, I would stand up for you. And I would come get you. We'll get a group, we'll come get you. Or at least I will support our incredible men and women in uniform to come get you. But what happened? What just happened over the weekend? We have an American hostage, and this is the point the Georgia caller wanted to say, and this is what is buried in my stack of stuff. We have a citizen of this country that has been held by the terrorist group Hamas. The devil himself, in the form of Hamas, has this United States citizen and had him captive for 300 plus days. Joe Biden didn't lift a finger to go get him. Kamala Harris didn't lift a finger to go get him. A fellow American citizen. They bent over backwards to go make some deal and give away the world to go get some basketball player. Now look, no offense to basketball players, but why is a basketball player more important than just this regular old citizen who was held captive for 300 plus days by the brutality of a terrorist group? Joe Biden did nothing. Kamala Harris did nothing. The Democrat Party did nothing. They wouldn't even listen to many Republicans who have been screaming, saying, we need our hostages. We need to go get our American hostages. Not just the Israeli hostages. We need those too and any other hostage. But we specifically, especially need to go get the American hostage. We should allow no country, no terrorist, no despot should be able to lay their hands on one American without being obliterated. Yes, I said it. Nobody in this world should be able to put their hands on an American citizen, torture them, let alone brutally murder them, and then not have a response from the United States, us, the greatest country in the land, the most powerful, even though we're run by a bunch of bozos, we're still got a powerful military. Because thankfully, 99% of our military, they're red-blooded Republican conservative voting Trump voters. And they would have gone and gotten this hostage. But Joe Biden didn't lift a finger. Kamala Harris didn't lift a finger. The Democrat Party didn't lift a finger. They control things, folks. The Republicans can't just do a decree and go get our hostage. The Democrats control it. Thing. They control it. They have to do it. And they didn't want to do it. And now what happened? while Joe Biden was on the beach working on his white boy tan, and Kamala Harris is either hiding or she's doing a scripted edited interview, so-called interview, or she's out there doing a scripted event talking about joy. Kamala has the audacity to go do some scripted event talking about joy and hope, and Joe Biden is lost on a beach, all while an American citizen got a bullet to the back of his head and was killed by terrorists in Hamas. And you want to know where they found him? You want to know where the Israelis found him? They found him in Rafah. The very area that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris told Netanyahu, oh, don't you go there. Don't you go in there. If you go in there, we're going to withhold weaponry to you. Your Democrat people said that. Your Democrat representatives, your Kamala Harris, your Joe Biden told the Israelis, if you go to Rafah, if you go in there, we're going to withhold weapons from you. And you know what? You know what the terrorist Hamas did? They went, oh, well, thank you for that, Joe Biden. Thank you for that, Kamala Harris. We'll move the hostages to the area where you told Israelis they couldn't go. What a travesty. What a shame, what a shame, what a shame. Listen, you want to talk about disqualification? You want to talk about a reason not to vote for somebody? Here's your reason not to vote for Kamala freaking Harris. Because she didn't lift a finger. And she's out there running around lost somewhere or hiding somewhere, doing scripted events, talking about joy and hope, while an American hostage was shot in the back of the head. Being held in a place that she told Netanyahu and the Israelis, oh, you better not go there. You better not go there. So what did the terrorists do? They took the hostages there and killed them. Because the Israelis said, screw you, Kamala. Screw you, Biden. We're going to get our hostages. And you know what? We're going to get your hostage too. Because you ain't going to do it. And when they were getting close to rescuing these hostages, including the American citizen, the terrorists known as Hamas put bullets in the back of these hostages' heads and killed them. At the orders of the leadership of Hamas, the billionaires who are the leadership of Hamas, because Joe Biden and Kamala keep sending them money. You want a reason not to vote for somebody? There's your reason. Your fellow American citizen is dead. Dead. Because of Kamala Harris. And well, let me put it this way. Because of the inaction and the incompetence of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. There's your reason not to vote for somebody. There's your reason. You need a reason not to vote for Cackling Harris. You want a reason not to vote for her? Here's your reason. We just had an American hostage killed. An American citizen killed. Brutally. Shot in the back of the head. By Hamas. Terrorist. Because they were being held in an area that Kamala Harris told Netanyahu and the Israelis, you can't go there. Or we'll withhold weaponry. Yeah, that was Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden told them they couldn't go there. And so Hamas said, thank you very much. That's where we'll take the hostages and we'll kill them. If you come close, we'll kill them. And they killed them. And to make matters worse, if that wasn't bad enough, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, so if it wasn't bad enough that their incompetence and their inaction got an American citizen killed, who did Kamala Harris come out and blame? She blamed the Israelis. Kamala Harris couldn't come out and say, Hamas terrorist, you just killed an American citizen, you crossed the line, you're going to die now. No, she blamed the Israelis. If you're a Jewish voter out there and you're still going to vote for a Democrat, you really are a self-masochist or self-mutilating fool. I don't know how any other way to put it. I don't have any other way to put it. And I'm not afraid to talk to you Jewish voters that way because I myself have Jewish blood and Jewish heritage and Jewish family members. And you know what? None of them are going to vote for Harris because they've got dignity and they've got pride and they've got pride in this country and they have pride in their fellow American citizens. And clearly Kamala doesn't. But oh my goodness, if you're an American voter out there and somehow you still think you can vote for a Democrat and you need a reason not to, here's your reason not to. And if you're a Jewish voter and you're still going to vote for Kamala Harris, you can't be helped. Because your fellow American Jewish citizen just got shot in the back of the head because Kamala Harris didn't want to lift a finger to help him, and neither did Joe Biden. And then Kamala Harris doesn't blame the terrorist shooters, the terrorist murderers. She blames Israelis? She blames Israel? Kamala Harris isn't going to blame the radical Muslim murderer. She's going to blame the Jewish people. This is not hyperbole. And you Jewish voters still going to vote for her? Oh, shame on you. Shame on you. You know, the Democrats like to go, shame. I've seen protesters out there. I've seen Democrat voting protesters out there go, shame, shame, shame. Well, you know what? Shame on you. Shame on any Jewish voter who pulls the lever for Kamala Harris or any other Democrat. Any other Democrat. These Democrats today, they all stick together. And if you vote for one, you're voting for all of them. And I don't know any other way to put this. All right. Okay. Listen, I have got to get to some other stuff. Listen, there is an event coming up. I got to look this up real quick. There's an event coming up on September 8th. September 8th. It's a Sunday. And I believe it's next Sunday, actually. The Trump bus is coming to the Mall of Georgia in Atlanta, close to Atlanta. Buford. I don't know. It's somewhere in Georgia, the Mall of Georgia. The Trump bus is coming. It's going to be a fun event. There's going to be speakers. I, your humble host, am going to be one of those speakers. But I'm also going to be on my motorcycle, and I'm going to flank the Trump bus. And I would love for you, if you've got a motorcycle out there, I would love for you to get on your motorcycle and flank the bus with me. So, my goodness, please put this on your calendar. September 8th, I believe it starts at 12:30. The Trump bus is rolling into town. We're supporting Donald Trump. We're going to have speeches. I will be giving a speech myself. I will be on my motorcycle. I would love for you to join me on this motorcycle ride to flank the bus. Please, please. And if you don't have a motorcycle, that's okay. Bring whatever car, whatever you have to get you there. Get to the Mall of Georgia and come support the Trump bus, support the Trump Vance team, and come support me, support the On Point with Victor. I need some people out there to support me, so please come out. Come out any way that you can. That's September 8th on a Sunday at the Mall of Georgia, the Trump bus. Check my social media, folks. It'll be all over my social media. But we're going to do Bikers for Trump. So anybody out there on a motorcycle, spread the word. Please spread the word because we need to be out there. And you guys need to come support me, support Trump, support Vance, support the Trump bus. So that's going to be Sunday, September 8th. And for more details, go to my social media. Go anywhere. Instagram, On Point with Victor, On Point with Victor, On Point with Victor. You can find it everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, X, Twitter, whatever you call it. Check everywhere. You'll find I'm even on TikTok, folks. So you can get more information there. But please, please reach out to me through social media so that I can put you in the Bikers for Trump if you've got a motorcycle. And spread the word. Please spread the word. Okay. So I also, gosh, there's so much I want to get to. All right. So last week, I do have to talk about this real quick. I'm not going to get into this much, and we darn sure are not going to have a discussion about abortion on this show. I'm not going to do it. But I do have to mention this. So last week, Trump kind of stepped in it. I believe it was last Wednesday or Thursday, Trump did step in it a bit. And listen, you guys know I'm not a sycophant for any politician, nor should you be. And you know I support Trump. There's no question, no doubt. I am unequivocal. I don't waffle like some other people do. I am not afraid to support Donald Trump, not afraid to tell you I support Trump, and that's who I'm voting for. But I'm also not going to sit here and not tell you when he does something stupid or when he does something wrong or when he does something I disagree with. I want Trump to win. I want him to win. And by wanting him to win, I won't be a sycophant. I will tell him when I think he needs to change course or when I think he needs to do something better. And so the other day, he kind of stepped in it. He kind of stepped in it because, and listen, I don't think it was his fault, really. Look, Trump lives in Florida. He votes in Florida. There's an Amendment 4. Listen, this is where the Republicans better get on their game, too. The Democrats, they figured out to get their voters to the polls in November, they put all these ridiculous things on the ballot, including abortion. They're trying to put abortion on the ballot because that'll get their wacko left base to the polls. And that's what they're trying to do in Florida. And they'll put things like, marijuana. Look, I could care less if you smoke marijuana. I don't want you smoking it in the park. I don't want you smoking it in the children's area. I don't want you smoking it where I walk out of my house and smell it all the freaking time. But I don't care if you smoke the crap. And I wouldn't put you in jail for smoking it. I just would rather you do it in your home. But that's me. That's the libertarian in me. And I think Trump, I've told you guys before, the closest thing we've had to a libertarian president is Donald J. Trump. And I think that's pretty awesome. Because he has I refer to myself a lot as conservatarian. I have very conservative views. I have some libertarian views. And they mesh, and I become conservatarian. And I believe that's what Donald Trump is. But anyway, there's an amendment in Florida, Amendment 4. And I don't think Donald Trump knew, I guarantee you he didn't read the amendment. Who has time to do that? Which is how a lot of this stuff gets passed. And they will word this amendment to where you really have to dive into it to read it, and then you've got to go read what the Democrats are really proposing to see what this amendment is about and to see what the amendment allows. And Donald Trump was asked about Amendment 4 last week, and off the cuff he said, you know what, I'm not, because they start off with about the 6-week abortion ban, and that's part of what Amendment 4 would repeal. But then Amendment 4 goes way beyond that. And Donald Trump didn't know that. Donald Trump just thought, I think on the surface, he was told that Amendment 4 will repeal the 6-week ban. And Donald Trump, and like a lot of people, right and left, believe that 6 weeks is too soon to cut off an abortion for whatever reason. And I'm not going to get into that. I want to strictly talk about the amendment. And Donald Trump last week said, you know, I'm not for a 6-week ban. So I'm not really for that. So and he insinuated that he might vote in favor of Amendment 4. Well, by Friday, but like I said, Trump stepped in it with that one because the crap storm was ignited. And finally, there are some good people on the Trump team because I think they set him down and they explained to him what Amendment 4 was. And I bet you, I would almost guarantee this. It wasn't a Trump advisor. It was probably Ron DeSantis. I bet you Ron DeSantis sat down with Donald Trump or called Donald Trump and said, let me explain to you what Amendment 4 is, and then you decide if you're going to be for it or not. And then Donald Trump came out unequivocally against Amendment 4 by Friday evening, or afternoon or evening. Donald Trump came out against Amendment 4, and it was to do that. It was a smart move to make. So Donald Trump stepped in it, but then he got himself out of it real quick because I believe Ron DeSantis probably called him up and said, let me explain this to you, and then you decide. And then once Ron DeSantis told Trump what Amendment 4 really does, Donald Trump said, there's no way we could vote for that. That can't stand. Because let me tell you just real quick, without getting into some big discussion, let me tell you real quick what Amendment 4 does. Amendment 4 would allow for the abortion of any child, any baby, up until the moment that they leave the womb. So that means 9 months, you could be on the table spitting out a kid. And the way they worded this was if the mother said, you know what, gosh, that left a scar, kill the baby, then they could kill the baby. Okay, now I'm not going to have a discussion with you because I don't care what you feel about abortion. If you think it's okay to kill a baby that's been born, then you need to look up what infanticide is, and there's something wrong with you. And if there's any doctor out there that would do this, I don't know how you live with yourself. But, hey, you know what? Again, I'm not going to have this discussion. I do believe this is a state issue, and Florida's going to work this out. But thank goodness, I believe Ron DeSantis explained this to Trump, and Trump, when Trump found out that this Amendment 4 in Florida would allow basically the killing of a baby, it would allow for infanticide, basically, then Donald Trump strongly came out against it, which is right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in Florida, you need to be, you don't only need to go vote for Trump, you need to make sure you vote no on Amendment 4. There's just no question about it. So anyway, I did want to, because you might hear a little bit about this, and I wanted you to know the truth about it, because you're going to hear nothing but lies from the mainstream media. The lamestream media is going to tell you that all this bill does is repeal the 6-week ban, and that it just protects women's health. It does nothing of the such. It basically paves the way for infanticide. It would allow for the killing of a baby after it's born, or while it's being born. I mean, it's ridiculous, but that's what Amendment 4 is. So, you people in Florida, you strike that amendment down and you make the legislator go back to work. But the, and the only reason the Democrats put this on there is because they think it'll get their base out and they think they might be able to win Florida. But I have too much faith in Florida. I think you people in Florida, you've gotten it right ever since Ron DeSantis was your governor. And I believe Donald Trump's going to win Florida with I don't even think it's going to be close. Don't think it's going to be close. So, well, excuse me, folks. Listen, my voice comes and goes sometimes, ladies and gentlemen. So my apologies when it cracks up a little bit. So, but I wanted to get that out so you guys would know, you listeners. I like to think that my On Point with Victor listeners are more up on things than anybody else. So there's that. So, I also want to get to gosh, there's so much I want to get to. Listen, last week Kamala Harris did a so-called interview, and CNN is so dishonest. The Democrats are so dishonest. You've got to know this. You've got to know this. CNN, everybody knew this was a taped and edited interview. Kamala Harris will not do a sit-down live interview. She will not do it. As long as she thinks she's ahead in the polls, and ladies and gentlemen, Kamala's not ahead in the polls. Trust me when I tell you she's not ahead in the polls. Now, that doesn't mean I want the Trump team to be cocky. I don't want them to rest on their laurels. I want the Trump team to pretend, and I want them to campaign like they're 10 points behind. But if you want my honest opinion, Kamala's not winning this race. At the very worst, this race is tied. At the best, Donald Trump's probably up by a few points, and the states that matter. I'm talking the battleground states. Listen, the Electoral College is what matters. But I don't even think she's winning the popular vote that much. But that means nothing. It's the Electoral College. So we've got certain states that are closer than they should be. But I don't think she's ahead. I think at the worst, she's tied. And at the best, Donald Trump's probably ahead by a few points. Let's hope. That's my hope. So, but, ladies and gentlemen, she can't. And as long as she thinks she's ahead, she's not going to do an interview. She's not going to do a live interview. She's not going to sit with a journalist who has integrity because she doesn't want to be asked hard questions. She doesn't want to be asked policy questions. A policy question shouldn't be a hard question. If you're running for the office of the presidency, if you're running for the highest office in the land, a question on policy should not be a difficult question. You shouldn't be hiding from this. There's another reason for you folks out there if you need a reason not to vote for Kamala. If it's not enough a reason that they're throwing a black man off the ballot, that they're throwing the Green Party candidate off the ballot, if that's not a reason enough, then how about the fact that Joe Biden was on a beach and Kamala was hiding all while an American hostage got his bullets in the back of his head? If that's not enough, well, then maybe it's enough for you not to vote for her because she can't answer questions on policy. She won't sit down for a live interview. And what did CNN do? CNN, knowing that everybody out there knew or should have known, except for the low-information voter, and that's who they're catering to, this was a taped and edited interview that they did with Kamala the other night. And when they replayed this, they played the edited, taped interview, CNN put down at the bottom, live, knowing full well that that was not a live interview. So what happens? By the time they have to correct that, there's a whole bunch of low-information voters out there, the dumb masses, that probably think that, oh, Kamala did a live interview. Kamala did a live interview. She did nothing of the such. It was a taped and edited interview. And look, Dana Bash, listen, I'm not gonna dog on her or bash her because I'm just not going to do it because, listen, she has a job. She gets paid. She has a family to support, and she doesn't want to get fired, so she's going to do what they want her to do. And they didn't want her to ask hard questions. She asked a couple of hard questions. She didn't really follow up, and she should have followed up, but she didn't. Kamala just sat there, and then they edited. But you can look, that interview didn't go well. Even though it was taped and edited, what you need to take away from this is it still didn't go well. Kamala Harris still couldn't answer the questions, even though Dana Bash was helping her. Dana Bash basically gave Kamala multiple choice answers, and Kamala still couldn't get through that. And you know what else? You minority voters out there who support Kamala, Kamala couldn't sit down for a taped, edited interview without an old white guy to mansplain her just in case she didn't know what she was talking about. You got to understand that. Kamala Harris, your black hero, so to speak. Listen, I'm not saying that. The Democrats are saying that. She couldn't go to a taped, edited interview. She had to take an old white guy So, the, I mean, what was he doing? Was he policy-splaining to her? Was he white? Was he white man-splaining to her? I mean, I don't know. All right, folks, listen, we got to go. Stay tuned. Locked and Loaded's up next with Roger B. We'll see you next week.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.